Night Before Christmas, rewritten by The Story Lover for the Ford Family Community, edited and read by Jeff Sfort. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the fort, not a creature was stirring, not even a cat. The stockings were hung by the hub with care, in hopes that St. Mikey soon would be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of Commander Kid danced in their heads. The Story Lover and I in our caps had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap, when out on the community site there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to all posts below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a flock of dragons, that's right. With little old driver so quick and lively, I knew in a moment it must be St. Mikey. More rapid than Garrett and Sam I am, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted, and called them by name. Now Comsey, now Bryn Mawr, now Eggy and Mike D, on Boudreaux, on Akinta, on Shinichi and AC, to the top of the fort, to the cafe's back wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Mikey too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little boot. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Mikey came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot. His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. The bundle of stories he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the fake beard of his chin was as white as snow. The stump of a bubble pipe he held in his teeth, and the bubbles encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little stuffed belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He looked chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the iPads, then turned with a jerk. Laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his teams gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."